extraterrestrial capabilities. One thing seems to be getting a little clearer, and it is the signals from our brains seemed to be able to be picked up by aliens in UFOs. I say this because how can a craft miles away hone in on someone walking in the woods, for example? Yes, there is another theory which states the extraterrestrials have sophisticated and very powerful infrared devices. This could be right also. But I believe some alien races would not need them and have demonstrated their control over our brains time and time again. I am just amazed at all the stories about someone watching a dot in the sky and somehow, they get noticed and a UFO appears over their heads or quite near them. This doesn't always lead to an abduction, sometimes the craft hovers for a while then leaves. Why is it doing this? Could it be our minds are being read and the information in them being copied for further study? This is not such an outrageous idea when you think about it. When human conduct examinations on animals, for example, they do not always examine them physically, sometimes they test the animal mentally to see how smart it might be, or they try and teach it something to see how long it is before the animal learns. One of the most incredible tests of this type I heard about was taking a tank with a fish in it, placing the tank on a motorized platform and hooking the fish to a computer which allowed it to steer the tank through different rooms. It was said the fish was able to do this. If that isn't a freaky experiment, I don't know what is. The fish turned out to be a lot smarter than expected. Admittedly, some alien races would not have this power, however, and this was illustrated by the fact some type of alien homing devices have been removed from people's bodies. Dr. Roger Lear removed many of them, and there are videos showing the procedure. One interesting video shows the object trying to move out of the way as Dr. Lear is trying to remove it. I ask you, what inanimate object could ever do this? Some of these objects are very tiny but are putting out radio signals, and there are no entry wounds or rejection by the body. If some aliens have the power to track us just because they can read signals from our brains, we wouldn't be safe anywhere we would go. There are stories of people who believe they were abducted moving to get away from being abducted again, but to no avail. There is another theory, and it is there could be implants of a type which are undetectable put into a human and we would never know. This could be done by the more advanced races. Yes, I believe the UFOs coming here are at different levels of advancement. They are all advanced enough to get here, but some seem far more advanced than others. There is something else I would like to talk about. It seems some aliens have the power to read the future. Could this be true? I say this because some abductees have said they were warned about World War III coming and much destruction if we don't change our ways. Still, maybe this is an idea they got from observing us, and to them this is the way they think things are going. On the other hand, could it be possible some travel through time and have seen our future? Some of this stuff is so far out it makes it hard to believe, but we have to keep an open mind. You might ask, what makes me think some extraterrestrials are more advanced than others? There are a lot of different little differences between aliens I base this on, but one of the most telling is the fact some have been seen coming here not in ships, but flying through space without them. Two different Russian space station crews on one of their space stations saw this with their own eyes. That was six different cosmonauts. There have also been numerous reports of aliens flying in our skies without any assistance from visible devices. Could some aliens have such powerful brains they can overcome the forces of nature? Maybe yes and maybe no. Perhaps they have devices in their bodies which allow this. Did you ever wonder why every time we hear about alien autopsies, we are talking about greys being autopsied? I am not saying there weren't any, but I am saying I never heard about them. This seems strange to me, because we know there are other races coming here and it has been admitted to by many well-known experts in the field. Could it be some extraterrestrial races can somehow connect their minds together, which gives their brains much more power? Could it be a mind or minds can get so powerful it can change the fabric of the universe? If not a mind, could an alien device be this powerful? We have no way of knowing how powerful a brain can get, especially an alien one. Neither do we know how powerful a device might get. If one looks at what we can do today, which pales in comparison to what the extraterrestrials can do, think about what we might have a million years from now and what we might be capable of. There could be no limit to what we could do. Some aliens must already be in this position. There might be aliens who could, if they wanted to, think us out of existence. They might be able to time travel just using their minds. I have said many times, I don't believe in time travel to the past showing life. Maybe a million years from now I will be proved wrong. If a technological race could continue to develop for all those years, they might be like gods to everyone else. There are things in our skies which seem so far ahead in technology, we wouldn't stand a chance if they turned on us. Knowing this, one would think the world powers would try and contact them and make friendly relations with them. Maybe we have tried, and they want nothing to do with us. Maybe they told us we were not ready, and maybe some have agreed and some have not. The answer to this question may be solved in a short period of time, because it seems we are admitting how interested we are in UFOs at the present.